Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 9th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 16th Shaban, 1441. Today we'll be learning a very simple yet very important lesson. This lesson is related to something which we know as Adabul Mu'asharat, etiquettes of social life. It is related to how we deal with one another. It is related to how we should show consideration towards others and do everything possible in order to make others feel happy and others feel comfortable. Today's lesson, like I said, is a very simple one, and we will go back to a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he saw a person in Jannah, and this person, he was strolling in Jannah, he was walking through Jannah, so obviously he must have done something very special to be entered into Jannah. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about him, that what action entered him into Jannah, what did he do? Did he perform lots of salah? Or did he read lots of dhikr? Did he read lots of Quran? What did he do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told that this person saw a thorny branch in the middle of the path. So somewhere where people would normally pass through, he saw that a branch, a large branch, was had fallen on the ground. And it was thorny. And seeing this branch, he realized that if someone walks past, they will get hurt by this, they will be cause inconvenience. So he removed this to the side so that he can give other people comfort and he can make it easy for other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this action of his so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him and entered him into Jannah. So we learn from this that how such a insignificant task. So many times when we are walking on the pavement, it is a windy day and the dustbins are out on the pavement, we see that the dustbins have been blown over. Sometimes the recycled bags have been blown around. Sometimes we see that in the middle of the road there is a large box and it is going to cause inconvenience to a driver. So like this many a time, sometimes there may be something on the floor and we can see that if someone walks past here, then they may slip and they may get hurt. So when we see anything because of which someone is going to be caused inconvenience, someone is going to get hurt, if we remove this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very happy with us. So we need to look for these opportunities. Now on the other side, we learn another very important lesson, that by us doing something because of which we cause someone inconvenience. So for example, we throw something out on the street. Someone is walking, they may trip over it. Someone looks at it and will have to walk around it. It is making it difficult for them. So if we do something because of which someone else is caused inconvenience, and to the extent that where we sit, this is also very important. Sometimes we are very inconsiderate. We sit in the pathway within the home where people walk past. We start playing in the passage, or we are sat right next to the door, we are stood right next to the stairs, in school, in madrasa. So wherever we are, we should make sure that we do not cause anyone inconvenience, either through our own body, either through our own actions, either through our words, or either through throwing something out on the floor. So our aim should be from now on, that the moment we see something which is in the way, it could be a stone, it could be a rock, and it is there on the floor, someone walking may trip over and fall over. So we need to move this. So we need to start looking into this, so that every opportunity we get, if we move something, then slowly, slowly, one of those movements will become so pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, He will give us Jannat in return. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this very simple advice today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring deen fully into our lives and give us all the understanding of deen. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.